Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, it's man, I like this, Woody. Beautiful this morning. Might as well jump a little bit. I'm jumping right now from so much coffee, brother. Hey, we say good morning to everybody. A lot of stuff to get to. As Woody hit on some of the stuff, can you believe it? Next Thursday, we're going to add something else here to the mix. Marlins baseball. Next Thursday, open up against the Pirates at home. So, anyway, we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. But obviously, last night, those back-to-back road games are tough. And by the way, he'd have had some success, but not last night. Jimmy out again, his 21st game that he's out. Tyler Herro, I don't even know what the number is now on him. Is he sneaking up on 30-plus games? He's sneaking up on like half the season injured. And so he's out. Last night, 16-point third quarter, down 14 to start the fourth. Like the Heat do, they come back to tie it up, 85 apiece. It's a tight ball game right down to just a couple of minutes left. Kyle Lowry had a nice little game last night, 16 points, and Tyrese Maxey had 30 in the game as both teams missing some key guys in that game. And here we go. So the Heat back in that eighth spot. If you're waking up trying to figure out what's going on, Woody said they'll be in Cleveland Wednesday. Then, after this Cleveland game, they will have 6 of 7 at home, and that's where you're going to have to make that move. You're in the 8th spot. I thought they'd be way out of that 8th spot by now. So, here's a crazy part. I mean, they've been up and down, but they're one game behind the Pacers and 76ers for the 6th spot, which is what you want. I was being a pig and said they could catch the Knicks, and I got to tell you, the Knicks, another team shorthanded and missing some players. They go out and beat Sacramento and Golden State on the West Coast. Northern California trip's not an easy one. They go out and beat both teams shorthanded. And so they're hanging tough there and look like they're going to be really difficult to catch for that 4 spot. But, yeah, you just, again, I'm not for, and some of you don't care about the play-in. You think it's no big deal, but it's a one-game shot, and anything can happen. I'd pass on that one, and hopefully they'll be able to get out of that. Hopefully they'll get everybody back next week. I think there's talk about Tyler Herro maybe coming back next week. So that would be a good one. We've got a bunch of other news. Of course, the Panthers, they've had a nice little break here. They'll be back in action on Thursday against Nashville. So, and then yesterday, it's good to see I'm talking free agency. I told you Jack Driscoll, when I got up in the morning, was going to sign and felt pretty good that he was going to come in here. He's been a backup offensive lineman for the Eagles at right guard and right tackle mostly. And the Finns sign left guard Isaiah Wynn. Now, the good news is when Isaiah is playing, like when he was at New England, he's really a good player. The bad news is Isaiah Wynn gets hurt a lot. And so sign him. And like you always are, just hoping you can get a majority of the games out of all of these guys. But it's a nice piece to add. It's a nice piece to add. Isaiah played really well in his 6.5 to 7 games that he played at left guard. Went out and won that position and played really well. So we got the offensive line, and we'll get into it in just a second here, kind of filled in. Matter of fact, the team now, at least as a front, it's not strong enough with what it has right now, but at least you could pencil in a starting 11 and a starting 11 on both sides of the ball. Plus, you could put in a couple of guys that will fill in, like the tight end position looks a lot deeper than it's been for a while. Looks good in really, really good shape. And you're a little light at wide receiver right now, for sure. And to me, still need something in the middle there between Braxton and your starters to come in. And you're going to sign, obviously, a lot more guys to play wide receiver. Hell, we'll have 6 or 7 guys on the roster and practice squad before it's said and done from that stand. So anyway, so we're pretty much, you know, all the writers can have fun now and start looking, especially after yesterday, as Isaiah Wynn. Look, I pencil him in at left guard. Like, Isaiah, you're back. It's your position, man. Play like you did last year for 7 games, almost a half a season. Go get him. Go get him. So you've got that. Obviously, Aaron Brewer and Liam Eichenberg at center. I don't know who the leader is at right guard. Could be one of those two guys that's not playing center. Could be Rob Jones is back. He could be there. And then, of course, you have your tackles on the outside, Austin Jackson and Teron Armstead. Now, again, same problem with Teron. When he plays, he's great, but he misses a game. He misses a month or two of games. So, again, backup positions. And even though they got Lester Cotton and, you know, Jack Driscoll now, and it's starting to fill up there in the room, they're going to get more guys. They're going to have some young guys coming in here. Whether they draft them or whether they're going to be rookie free agents, there's going to be more guys in that group. The question becomes now, because secondary's in the same boat now. Secondary, everybody's worried about it. Now you look and you go, all right, Kendall Fuller and Jalen Ramsey at corner and Cater. Cam Smith will get every chance to show that he belongs in that group. Poyer and Holland at safety, with still needing more guys. And again, you need depth everywhere. There's still a lot of work to be done to fill out this roster, no question about it. But it does make it. And then a whole batch of guys at defensive tackle. That nothing against that group, but they haven't done much. They haven't done much. And it's a drop-off no matter how you look at it. From bringing all those guys in, whether they're going to be a first, second, or third down defensive tackle, as in run stopper or a pass rusher, or if any, from what you just lost for a lot of money to the Raiders and Christian and what he brings to the table. So you got those two picks. I mean, every day with every guy they sign, to me, those two top picks become more and more important. That first and second round pick become really, really important to hit on guys that can come in. Again, I'm going to say it every day until minicamp that I'm here. The first and second round picks need to be able to come in and play. Not develop, play. No, we're not doing a development plan like we've done on some other guys here, first and second round picks. We're not doing that. We need a couple guys to come in right away and play. And so now you got to look. I think you still need more because a lot of those offensive linemen have been banged up, I still think your first pick's got to be an offensive lineman. And if not an offensive lineman, maybe a defensive lineman. And it's not sexy, especially if I'm talking about an offensive lineman or defensive tackle. You want to talk about not sexy? Not like, oh boy, I've really enjoyed the draft here in the first two rounds. I understand it. And I used to be one of those guys. Always wanted something sexy. Could run, jump, get lots of sacks, make lots of catches, get lots of yards. But if you guys can get back to that topic from yesterday, that physical thing, you know, we're too soft, whatever has been the thing, and Omar hits, you know, a zillion miles an hour every day. Every time he's on, we're soft. Then you better get some physical dudes up front, some physical guys, whether it's a tackle, whether it's a tackle guard, because everybody likes combination guys that are flexible, guard center, guys played some guard, but might be the top center, Oregon. If that guy pops up and he's that dude, you grab him. You grab him. I haven't seen any ridiculous amount of money paid in free agency this year that a rookie can't come in and start ahead of another guy. Now, we're talking big fat amounts of money. I get it. You're paying a lot of money, then you expect that guy to play. And listen, with the injury bug, this team's not staying healthy. You know, we do this make-believe like 22 guys plus the key backups are going to stay healthy all season. It doesn't happen. It never happens. We stayed as healthy as anybody till what are we going to, the Jets game, and then that first injury that kind of hit, and I came in here and went, wow, man, we've been really, really healthy, man. This is the healthiest we've been.
You did do that.
I think I did it through, I can't remember how many games it was, but we were a good halfway through, and I go, damn, we're really healthy. And, man, usually we got 13, 14 guys on IR or out, and, man, this is great. And coach was taking them along. If they did get hurt, they were only out a game, and then they'd be back, and, you know, it's just a little something, and he's not, and I'll take a week off, and we'll get you next week. It's a long season. We got to get through this thing. And then it started. Then they started pouring in at the same positions on top of that. So, yeah, you need some depth, man. You need some depth on this team. And I know last year for that preseason, why are we playing this? Like, well, we're playing it because we got to find out some guys at the back end. Not so much at the front end. At the back end of the roster can play, because there's going to be a lot of dudes out. We got down to, what, our 9th or 10th offensive lineman last year. We got banged up. And you want to go through pass rushers at the end of the season? Once you had Van Ginkle out with Chubb and on the other side with Jalen, you're bringing in guys that have been, you know, on the couch all year that used to be really good players, had great resumes but hadn't played, just to fill in. First you brought in Melvin Ingram, then you had to bring in some more guys just to get through that. So, yeah, man, that depth is going to be important too for everybody, by the way, everybody. And hopefully your key guys stay healthy the whole way through. We got a lot of stuff to get to here today. Jim Larrañaga, we've been talking about this college football and basketball thing when the season's over and the transfer portal, or I may turn pro, or all the outside noise that when the coach goes to have meetings and find out who's coming back and who's not. Jim Larrañaga was a bummed out dude yesterday, finding out that he's got guys saying, I don't know. He didn't get anybody saying, hey, coach, I'm definitely back, man. I like what we're doing. Hey, I've enjoyed this. Enjoyed the money. Enjoyed playing here for you, coach. I'm coming back. So we're going to hear from Jim Larrañaga when we come back, so stay with us for that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Good morning to everybody. Hope everybody out there is doing okay. Didn't get off to a great start yesterday. Went out to watch tennis and realized I didn't have anything to get in. So I'm set up for now. Set up for the rest of the week, Woody. I'm good to go. We didn't get any credentials here. That's my fault. I should have jumped on. Woody, you want, by the way, did you want to go one of those days or no? I didn't ask you off the air.
Yeah, I'll go to one of the bigger days. I'm not going to watch the side courts with
no,
you.
No, I got you.
With all due respect, obviously.
No, and by the way, it's a great point. People that watch the side court events that are going on, especially in the first couple of days, are the ones that watch Tennis Channel.
Yes.
And are aware of everything going on, what they wear, the drama in their life, their age.
I'm not ripping those people. My uncle is one of those people.
No, he is. Yeah. And your uncle is, man. He's out there. And I put it right together when I see him. I know yep. That's your uncle, man. It's funny. But you're right. You're right, because a lot of people like, well, I prefer to go the weekend when the bigger events and the top players start playing each other. And there's a lot going on at the stadium at night to make it kind of into a party, to be honest. So, yeah, I think I got that for Saturday night with my wife, who actually asked if we were going. So that's good. All right, so let's get into this other thing that I teased before. Jim Larrañaga. They lost, Woody, their last 10 games. I mean, they were looking real good, and this thing, whether it was injury, guys not playing, slightly injured, or guys checking out and worried about how they were playing and not getting
I'm a little more on
those time.
Second two that you said, by yeah, the way, as yeah. far as guys.
I think there's a family of five in today's new sports with everything, including money, which I left out. So, they've got this transfer portal thing, and it's always in their back pocket. And every time you look at the coach, you go, you know, if I ain't getting enough playing time or money, I got this card in my back pocket, the transfer portal. Everybody knows I can play. Mom and Dad told me everybody would like to have me, including my AAU coach said, I'm really good, my travel league coach. So all that stuff pops up. So, Jim Larrañaga, read it yesterday, and I went, oh, my gosh, Jim must have got a lot of bad news. Here's some very frustrated Jim Larrañaga after meeting with his players one-on-one.
When you recruit a young man, you have a picture of what he's going to be able to do during the course of his career. The problem exists is if it's not immediate satisfaction, if they don't play immediately, then all of a sudden they get discouraged very, very quickly. And then their mind is not on getting better. It's on, where am I transferring to? And so you have a battle. Am I really working to improve, or am I really thinking about leaving? Because commitment means both feet in, not one foot in and one foot out. And would those same players who are going to enter the portal Would they be better next year? Well, it's been my experience with coaching guys like Isaiah Wong. How good he was as a freshman, he was okay. Sophomore, a little bit better. But junior and senior year, he was great. So could these guys have, you know, if they stay and play next year and the year after, could they fall into that category? Yeah, sure. But I can't make those decisions for them, you know, because there's so many voices in their ear with opinions. Now you have, like you've always had to have parents who have their opinion, but you have agents who have their opinion. You have AAU coaches, you have high school coaches, you have their friends, you have their roommates, you have guys they play with high school ball that went to other schools and found success and they're comparing themselves to them. Social media, oh my God. So you have so many factors that determine a kid's mindset. It's like a very popular thing to do to put your name in the transfer portal. There are approximately 4,000 or a little bit more Division I players. There's going to be 2,000 in the portal. That means half the players in college basketball are looking for a new destination. Does that make any sense to anybody? It doesn't to me. Because in my mind, a lot of those players that put their name in are actually saying, I'm giving up on myself. I have to go someplace else because I can't prove myself here. And to a certain degree, that could be true. But on a lot of cases, those kids, as you get older, you get better. You know, my coaches and I talk about it all the time. How many guys have transferred out of here and enjoyed greater success? Either their team won more or they became the star of the team like they envisioned when they left. So you can look at the four that transferred last year and tell me what you think.
Wow. He didn't blow up or anything, but he got right to it. Well, I didn't think he was going to talk about Wooga Poplar like that. That's who I thought of. Like, hey, man.
That's not an angry rant, by the way. That's the reality.
No. I said it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't a rant.
That's the reality, man.
This is
tough.
Where we are.
You had guys this season, Joe, that you could say clearly we're not 2 feet in. And committed to this thing and committed to getting better. I mean, you could just tell, man. You could tell by watching. Like, the casual fan could tell by watching that some of these guys were not all in.
So he hit on a whole bunch of things and obviously felt like he had a chance to have a team that was maybe even more talented than last year's Final Four team. But if not, it had a chance to be a really good team. And we sat here early in the year. And we all felt the same way. They had some nice wins early in the year. And then somehow that team loses 10 straight games. And by the way, when they were down, you might as well go camping because they're going to fold the tent, man. They were done. They had somewhat checked out. Coach sees it. He's aware of it. I am really curious about two guys. Woody, make sure that they have eligibility, O'Meara and Pack coming back.
they do, yeah.
Okay. Those are two guys. I'm curious about those guys because, like, O'Meara had a really good year on a team of – and listen, all the other players know what's going on. So here's a great part of all sports. Like, I knew how hurt every one of my teammates were. Of course, I knew they were all going to play because everybody took the needle when I played, so that wasn't a – like, I'd see them limping around, and if they weren't getting an operation, I knew they were going to probably play. I'm dead serious. There was no, I'll be back in a couple weeks. They were going to play, and that's a different time. But those guys do know. In every sport, they know when a guy's checked out. They can tell the attitude. They can tell by the way the guy's talking in the locker room when the coaches aren't around. When they start talking about and worrying. And the other thing is, I'd say to all parents out there, look, it's sooner or later, I heard something in tennis the other day with a guy that just won the tennis tournament on the West Coast, Alcaraz, who's going to be here now. And he went through a rough year. I didn't realize. I mean, he stayed up there ranked at the top, but he wasn't winning tournaments. He was getting knocked out in tournaments. I mean, he went through and he was making a lot of don't feel bad for him. He's unbelievable. He came out on the West Coast and said what people were saying about him on social media started to affect him because he was spending so much time he couldn't get away from it. And so when he turned it off, it starts to affect you. And things people say. Now, I don't have that problem because I'm not into any of that stuff, which, by the way, the radio station wishes I would. But that social media stuff for athletes, to me, unless you are one real strong dude or have somebody police it, but if you're sitting around and you're, because sooner or later you're going to play well and you're going to go in a funk. Ain't nobody is perfect all season. You're going to have bad games. You're going to miss big shots. You're going to drop the ball. It's going to happen. And I promise you, when you go to social media to see what everybody's saying, all those guys that love you when you play well are going to tell you suck. I hate you. You cost us the game. How do you feel? Yeah, there's idiots out there that do that stuff. Yeah. What's it called? Trolling? I call it cowardly, but whatever it is, anybody can be a tough guy.
You're
on
getting
social
good at
media.
This, man.
Thank you.
The terminology. Thank but you, you know what, man? These guys are brought up in that. It's not that easy. Like, you don't, you know, you were what? 50 when social media started to become popular.
Yeah, no, you're not exaggerating. Probably.
No, I'm not. Right. And like these guys were brought up in it, so I get it. And you know, it's a very tough situation because these guys start hearing their name in the draft talk, and you know, it's human nature, right, to shut it down to an extent.
So Jim's trying to sell guys on stay around, don't be bummed out. I promise you, you will be a lot better next year for what you just went through. It'll help you in your growth in the game. Stay here. We're going to have a good team. We got a bunch of five-star dudes. I got my best high school recruiting class coming in that I've ever had. And we need some of you veteran guys. And we can have a really good season in the ACC. And in the new world, they're going, coach, I got to check on the NBA first without an agent. That way I can pull out if I want.
You really got to check on is the NIL. And Coach L is right on everything that he said, but that's in a pre-NIL era because, again, like a guy like Nigel Pack will make more money playing another year of college basketball than he would going pro. He's not going to play in the NBA. He'd play, you know, what, overseas or something like that. He is going to make a lot more money, Joe, playing in college basketball for another year, for another big program. Whether that's Miami wants to pay him or not, I don't know, but somebody will.
I hope of all those guys, and, you know, the guys are already threatened, and you feel like they checked out and they're working out before the game, and you're watching. The greatest tease is a coach watches a guy before a game workout and see how well he's moving, and he goes, I can't play. And you look at the doctor and he goes, I gave him the green light. He's fine to play. Nah, not this game. Let's wait. I ain't feeling it. And I'm playing against a guy pretty good tonight. Now, don't think I don't know that matchup. By the way, don't think the coach knows what the matchup is too and was hoping to have you. So, yeah, I hope he's able to get O'Meara and Pack him. And we're going to find out about all those guys and all that stuff and all the noise. And all the people in the ear, by the way, those people don't help the situation either, right? Those people don't help. Coach goes, man, my kid ain't playing. Screw you, man. I know he's good enough to play in somebody else's program. That's just on this friggin' coach, not playing my damn kid. And my kid's like, doesn't like the system and what he's being asked to do. And somebody raise their voice at him, man. That's not the way to get the most out of my kid. So anyway, all those things that pop up, and that was Jim Larrañaga, man, kind of breaking it down as they're going, hey, coach, how's it look for next year? And he goes, well, right now, not great, except I got a great recruiting class coming in, but all those guys that I thought would make up a top 20 team and put us in the big dance, hell, we can't get in any kind of dance right now with that group.
I can't imagine he wants all those guys back, though, anyway.
Oh, he wants some of them back.
I'm sure he wants some. Like, Norchad O'Meara, obviously, is...
Oh, he loves
I mean,
that
but Norchad O'Meara's all in. He wants,
who doesn't
he wants
love a
to
guy that plays hard and gets hurt and limps back into play?
Nigel Pack does play hard. He, you know, he really was banged up this season, but I think there's a couple of guys that got really wrapped up in their NBA hype, and it really, really affected him in a bad, bad way.
Really, really disappointed in Wooga, man. The great improvement he made during that Final Four run that we were talking about him. I mean, he was becoming a big part of that thing. He really was.
And he's a good kid, too. Like, I don't want to sound like he's a bad guy. He's a good kid. So is Keyshawn. They're both good kids. But, again, like, they just got so wrapped up in – And there were a lot of scouts at some of those games, man.
I know.
I mean, they had their rows filled with scouts.
Do they have to have their shirts on, like who they're representing? Do they have, like, with the Nets shirt
They do.
On?
They do. Oh, yeah, they do. Oh, yeah, they wear their teams, yeah, sure.
That's kind of like out at the Orange Bowl tennis tournament, which is kind of
cool.
You
always bring it back to tennis.
Well, because that's the only other thing I see.
It's the only other sport you know.
Well, whatever, Woody.
I'm just messing with you.
But all these guys from all the schools have their shirts, and it's like, wow, everybody's represented here. You go, yeah, these are all the best players in the world that we're trying to get to come to our college. So, yeah, they're.
Now, it thinned out towards the end of the year, but there were some games, man. There were rows filled with those guys. Again, they were, you know, whatever mock draft site you look at, they were high up there in the first round, both of those guys.
Well, I can't imagine the way they played that the league is just going to go, don't worry about it. We saw you quit. Probably could have played in a few games. And when you did play, you had a 1-for-10 in a big game. We'll probably skip on you for right now. We'd like to see a little bit more. All right. Hey, listen, we got a lot of stuff going on here this morning that we're going to jump on. But, yeah, the NIL, that stuff that Nick Saban was talking about is kind of real. Kind of some of the stuff Nick hit on and other coaches. And a lot of guys are getting out of the business, and this is the reason. And I got to give Jim credit, man. Jim could be one of those guys that's in his wheelhouse right now. The guys in their 60s and 70s going, I've made enough money. I'm not going to keep going through this. And Jim's like, hell no. I heard him yesterday also say, you know, I love practice every day. I love coaching, and practice is my favorite thing. I was like, oh, that was my least favorite thing. I just wanted games to come around so I could get that natural buzz. I said natural buzz. All right, listen, we got a lot of stuff we'll jump on here this morning. We got plenty of stuff going on. Heat in a tough situation. Back-to-back games. Lose to 76ers last night, 98-91. We'll have more on that coming up a little bit later in the show. And it was great to hear Bam Adebayo in the pregame show for ESPN last night, giving that guy a lot of credit for playing. Of course, it was because he hit the big three-point shot, the game winner. But hearing all those folks talking and saying nice things about Bam, who's come a long way, man. And he plays. He plays. He shows up. He's showing up in a day where not everybody shows up every game. Hey, I'll tell you what. Who else shows up all the time? Baptist Health, South Florida. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Love talking about all the great work they do. I just want to let you know, people ask me all the time, where do the pros go when they get injured? I get this all the time now, more than ever, because I know what's going. I'll tell you why they do this. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, all trust those great doctors that they put together, the specialists, the team doctors, doctors that have them covered every day, and their job is to keep this team as healthy as those teams as healthy as possible. The reason they ask me, because they think I have an in with all the doctors to speed up the process to get in. And that's not accurate. And matter of fact, some of those guys, I don't know. I know most of them, but I will tell you one thing. I've had great results, and I love to tell everybody about how good they are when it comes to taking care of athletes, and they've seen it all. Some of the top specialists they've added to the team for any kind of knee injury, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, and the Achilles. A lot of people popping the Achilles these days. Don't worry about it. Baptist Health's got some great doctors ready to go. That's all they do, man. And they will make sure it's, you know, get you back out playing the sports as quickly as possible. That's high school, college, professional athletes, and all the rest of us. We got three great locations that I talk about. I know Baptist Health is everywhere. I hope they don't get mad. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium next to the practice facility. And, of course, now about a year old, the new facility at 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. Dr. Swartzen and those great doctors out there. We got you covered.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
South Florida, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho today.
You asked for this yesterday, by the way.
I did.
This is
Sting.
Sting, right?
Yeah, this
okay.
is Sting.
We have our text contest. That's what I want to get to here.
Go ahead.
Sting is coming to the Fillmore in Miami Beach in October at the Sting 3.0 Tour. We have your chance to win tickets. Just text the word police to 20357. That's police to 20357. You've got a chance to win. Message and data rates apply. This is a Live Nation show. That's his band, right? The Police?
Yes. It
See,
was.
No.
No, well, I like his stuff, so I know all the, I have some of his stuff in my rotation of music, Spotify music, Woody.
Did you get to that concert? Was it you that was talking about, was it Leonard Skinner or something that was doing a concert?
Leonard Skinner to me doesn't sound the same, man. The lead guy, nah, he went down in the plane and.
Lenny died?
So, Leonard Skinner band.
Mm-hmm. What about Leonard Skinner, the singer? He's dead.
There's no Leonard Skinner, the singer. That's, I don't know how they came up with the name. I'm not that into the music. But so they took the plane and decided to take off. Apparently, the plane wasn't in very good shape. So, like, half the plane got, like, some of the band members.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the lead singer died, but his brother lived. His brother was in the band. He made it, so they still play. Mm. But the lead singer was kind of... He was the show, and it's kind of
usually
hard to replace, you know.
Were they flying around in a Boeing?
But they're
plane?
Still, man. Leonard Skinner's still. I see they're still getting around and playing a lot and play all those songs that, you know, people like. But that, I saw the documentary, Woody. I cheated on it one night. One of those, you know, I'm by myself nights and looking for a. Let me see the Leonard Skinner story here and what happened. So yeah, it's kind of weird. Like some of them lived and some didn't make it. Some, and, you know, a lot of them are still playing in the band, or they were. All right, so.
Sting is still alive, right?
Yes.
All right, so, yeah, so you could text police to 20357. Enter to win tickets. The Fillmore, by the way, is a sweet venue. I don't know if you've ever been to a show there. Great venue.
No, I got to get out, Woody. I'm looking to.
We really do need to get you out.
I'm looking to not just be, you know.
You only cross over county lines for tennis, it seems like.
Yes.
Professional tennis.
Or sports. Yes, but no, I need to, so I did have somebody ask me that, like, Joe, so when you're not doing sports, what do you enjoy doing? I got this question at dinner. I don't want to say who, but they're very well-rounded. And I said, I just like sports. I'm one-dimensional. And it was, my wife's kind of used to everything.
But that's not true, though. You like music.
I like music, but everybody, that's not considered.
That's actually not everybody. I mean, I'm sure most people do. But
everybody's got favorite music, Woody.
You were listening to something. You were jamming out the other day when you were having a little trouble with your Spotify. You were listening to something. I don't know.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah, I mean, so you listen to it. You like your stuff, man.
That's old school, by the way.
I don't know what that is, but you like it.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around.
No, you listen to some new stuff, too. I know you listen to some of the stuff.
I like a little bit of everything.
You sing it around the building, so you must
know.
I'll
tell you the one thing I don't like, man. One thing I just, and I know I'm very old and white right now for saying this, but some of this new rap stuff where they talk about hitting it and I don't mean like physically. I'm talking about.
We know.
And the women doing their songs now, you know.
Stuff. The women rappers?
Yeah, about this man, you know, went down and got
busy.
And like, damn, man. Gosh. What the hell? Isn't there a little privacy, a little bit?
They've always pushed the limits in the rap music, haven't they?
Why don't we keep certain things private, you know?
305 says, Joe, awesome venue, great acoustics. Thing will be awesome there. You should go. Like, Fillmore's awesome. It's a great spot.
Yeah.
It's right there off of, like, I think it's like the end of Lincoln Road.
Oh, no, I know where
I'm
it is.
I'm not mistaken. It's off Lincoln Road there.
I do know where it is.
Get your room over at the Ritz right next door, and you'll be good to go, man. Have some drinks. Would your wife be into that, a Sting concert, or is she not into that? She's more in the Michael Bublé and stuff with Bruno Mars.
I think my wife would like to see more concerts and like to live, yes, and do more things. If it was up to her, we'd be in Europe like 8 months a year. She wants to go. Every time I turn around, she wants to go on a trip to Europe.
Now, that's something I know you're not into.
No.
I mean, my take, what do you do over there?
So my take is this. I even got the Wimbledon thing, and like last time I went over, we did this big thing, and she stopped by, let me have my fix at Wimbledon. Mm-hmm. Not the French Open. I still got to get there, but I told her, why can't, there's plenty of places to go in this beautiful country. Let's hit them all, the mountains, the cities. Whatever you want to do, we got a little bit of everything. That Yellowstone thing was a great trip. We did Yellowstone. I love Yellowstone. Hell, it rained the whole time, and I love Yellowstone. What was that?
It's, I guess, the girl from the other station singing in the hallway, singing It's a Beautiful Morning. You heard that?
Gabby's really singing.
Yeah, she's fired up over there. We don't have any air conditioning in here, so I propped the door a little. Not that anyone cares.
Nobody cares about our problems. You're right, and it is a little warm.
So, by the way, really quick, Leonard Skinner got his name from a gym teacher whose name was Leonard Skinner.
I think they talked about that in the documentary. That guy might have seen the same documentary I did. I think they're from Jacksonville, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they are from Jacksonville. Yeah. Limp Bizkit is from Jacksonville, too.
Really?
Yeah. Talk about good bands. They're making a comeback, too, by the way. You see, they're touring around.
First of all, if you're an old band, you're now a new band, and you're making money out on the road. You see the age of some of these groups? They're back out.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I mean, I saw like Linkin Park's coming out with a new something or other that they're putting out, that they're promoting, and they got all this merchandise and an album and stuff, and their singer's been dead for like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah. Okay.
That was like my favorite band in high school, but he
we've done about as far as I can go on the music thing. I think I'm just about.
This guy says, listen to the rap and R&B lyrics in the 80s and 90s. They were saying the same thing, but they were better. Now, here's the funny thing, all right?
I don't think they were saying the same stuff.
I am now of that generation where, like, I listen to the music now, and I think it's terrible. But, like, I know when I was that age, like the younger age, and I would listen to the rap music that I was growing up with that this guy says is great, my parents thought it was the worst thing in the world. So it's generational, right? Like, it's not to say that, like, the stuff now is bad. I mean, I'm sure it is bad, but, like, it's just we're old and, you know, kind of angry. And
not
so
that
there
it
you go.
Matters. And again, that's the beauty of music, because everybody likes different.
But it is all generational, right? Like, I think a lot of your music that you listen to from your era is terrible.
Yeah, that's fine. This goes back to the whole Super Bowl topic. This is the same thing with the Super Bowl. Like, why are they playing that? And the kids are going, because this is our favorite music. That's why. And they're going, and then an old group plays and they go, oh, my God, why don't you guys go die already? The funeral's like next week. And the parents are going, that's damn good music right there. Doesn't matter if they can't move like they did 40 years ago. That's good stuff. So Everybody's got different stuff. The beauty, it usually comes down here to South Florida.
Oh, it's a big music weekend.
Either to Dade or Broward, and we got a lot of stuff.
Big,
man.
Big music weekend coming up here.
Drake's going to be coming.
Drake is here. Ultra's here.
That Ultra stuff, man.
You get a kick out of that. I know you like that one.
So what band is playing?
Well, they're DJs.
They're DJs. Yeah.
I know you don't understand that.
I don't get it, man.
Yeah, that's okay.
And it's not a shot because these DJs, God bless them, I know they're making $200,000-$300,000 an appearance and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy that dresses up as a mouse, is he still around?
That's the one I'm seeing on Friday night. Yes.
So I give those guys credit, man. Hey, anybody that
don't make fun.
But it's just.
I'd much rather go see Deadmau5 than see Leonard Skinner or whatever. Like, come on, man.
No, see. So is that your way of doing things, and you got to chop the guy's name up, the name of the band's up?
No, because you did it first, so I was just trying to one-up you.
It's just very childish. Very, very
childish. But I just think it's a better concert.
I'd rather go to Lynyrd Skynyrd any day than go out and listen to that same stuff jumping up and down with half the people on Molly. The friggin' thing. All the police waiting for somebody to pass out in the heat. All right, hey.
You know what, man? You pigeonhole us when you do that. It's really wrong. Like, I know nobody in your day did drugs at concerts.
We didn't do drugs in the 70s.
Oh, I'm sure. Sure, those concerts were clean. They were dry, right?
I used to go to the Oakland Coliseum or...
Yeah, how are concerts at the Oakland Coliseum?
Wait a second. So you're saying in the 70s they were doing drugs in California? You got to be kidding me. There is no way. Hey. What was your favorite drug back then? Hell, some of those drugs don't even hear about them anymore.
Got to set our over-under on arrests at some point for this weekend, by the way.
I don't care about that. That's terrible, man. That's terrible.
Ultra's a big weekend for that.
All right,
pair that with spring break going down in South Beach. We really got a perfect storm.
You know, I just wasted a segment right there on some stuff I was going to do. But I do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic before we jump in the 7 o'clock hour. ED and Low T, they're cousins that you don't want around. They are first cousins, and when you have one, you probably have both. Low T and ED are related every day of the week. If your energy level is low, you don't feel like working out, you find yourself always tired to the point you had your third physical and the doctor said you're fine. You're just getting older. It's normal. Well, listen, and usually if your energy's low, your sex drive is gone too. And if it is, man, you probably have ED. It's okay. It happens to guys in their 40s, happens to guys in their 50s, 60s. Does it ever? In your 60s, hit me, man. Hit me hard. But you know what? I didn't mess around. I am not shy. I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic and I said, hey, man, I got some serious problems I'm not proud of. I'm apologizing to my wife and I want to stop, man. Help me out, please. Is there something? And this is what they do, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic treatments, they work. Success rates well over 90%. It was how quickly it turned around. And I thought, hey, man, I don't want to keep taking that blue pill with a few drinks. I have that headache in the morning. I don't want that anymore. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a TINA PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. All right, we're talking 6 locations, and I am talking about quick results for you. First of all, your energy level within a few weeks, you're just going to notice one day, God, I feel good. Damn, it's in the afternoon, and I feel good again. And not just that, but getting your sex drive back and being able to enjoy your relationship with your wife, no matter a girlfriend, no matter how long, no matter what your age is, pretty damn important to me, and I'm guessing it's important to you. 877-455-7300. If you have any kind of problem right now, you don't have to tell me. Go there. Let Atlantic Men's Clinic take care of it. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.